There's a popular event that's going to be coming back to Mexico. You remember a couple of months ago we talked about Battle of the Food Trucks. Well, Battle of the Food Trucks 2 is on the way to Mexico. It's going to be taking place this Saturday, as I understand it, here with one of the organizers of Battle of the Food Truck 2, Mr. Shannon Exendine. I want to say good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Matt.
Well, we're glad to have you back in here. And tell us a little bit about what people can expect from Battle of the Food Trucks 2. The first one turned out pretty well, as I understand it, and it's going to be bigger and better this time, right?
Yes, it is. I had six more food trucks coming in, and we're going to do something different this time. I'm going to let the customers pick which food truck they like the best, and we're going to tally up the votes, and that's how we're going determine the winner.
Very nice. Tell us about some of the food that's going to be offered this Saturday, as I understand it, and where is this going to be taking place?
Well, it's going to be at the West Plaza Shopping Center again, right there by the West Lakes. And this time, I got six more new food trucks coming in, and of course, I got some local organizations coming in too. And the local organizations is Connor's Avengers, which is Heather Brinkley. She does a good job with that. And Rachel's Creative Studios. She does a real good job with her stuff. Then my second cousin, Sophia's Styles, is coming in. She does t-shirts, makes t-shirts and everything. She's making me a couple t-shirts. And on the food side, of course, we got Ford's Foods coming back, GP Food Service, the Big Cheese is coming back, Garden Eaton LLC, Kino Ice is coming back, and of course the winner from last time, Cajun Catfish House, they're coming back. Then also this time, the new ones I got coming in is the Paddy Wagon, they're out of Columbia, the Bad Havis Barbecue, they're out of Centralia, they're a really good barbecue place. El Oso Mexican Grill, that's a new one. I think that's going to do real good with all the Mexicans in Mexico and everything. They're out of Columbia. Mr. Murphy's Potatoes, he's a local, and we always see him up on the square and in O'Reilly's. Then I got Trinity's, their ice cream stand. I think they'll do real good if we get the good weather. And then Pika Cup, it's like a cappuccino iced coffee coming in.
A little bit of variety. Tell people what kind of food they can see there. I think you've got tacos, yeah. And talk a little bit about some of that food they might be able to experience if they come out on Saturday.
Well, of course, we're going to have some barbecue chicken. And, of course, the Cajun Catfish House is going to have their famous catfish nuggets. Then, of course, tacos and hot dogs, pork steaks, burgers, smash burgers and fries, chicken wings, burritos, grilled cheese, you got the ice cream and ice cold ices.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a good time there. What time to what time is this on Saturday?
It's going to be from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. this time.
And how does the voting work? Will people be able to just go up to the truck and to get a sample, or how does the voting take place?
I know a lot of people know the different food trucks they've done tried, so I'm going to have my 10x10 there with the table and have little jars, and they'll come up and put a poker chip in the one they like.
Yeah.
That's how we're going to do it.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to seeing who wins the Battle of the Food Trucks, too. This is a great event, and we certainly appreciate you putting this on, bringing some good food to Mexico.
I try every time.